The frenzy over the Apple tablet builds, but do people really want the thing? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Two new consumer surveys shed light on what consumers want from the Apple tablet, expected to be unveiled next week. ChangeWave Research talked with more than 3,000 consumers earlier this month and reports that there's a strong interest in an Apple tablet, with 4% saying they are very likely and 14% somewhat likely to buy one. Retrievo.com, a consumer electronics buying guide site, surveyed 500 people asking consumers what they're willing to pay and what features they need to see in an Apple tablet to make them pull the trigger. Retrievo's Andrew Eisner.
When we asked people what they absolutely needed to have in order to buy an Apple tablet, they overwhelmingly responded to a long battery life, with 75% of the respondents saying they absolutely need long battery life, followed by 3G or some similar connectivity, but long battery life was the overwhelmingly most popular feature.
There's a lot of questions about what kind of content is going to be available. What did folks have to say about content?
Well, you know, they all want e-books, and many of them said that if it didn't have an e-book, e-books available, they wouldn't even consider buying it. But we know that it's probably going to be Apple, leaking some news on partnerships with newspapers and magazines and TV. So we expect to see this as a full-blown media player.
Other than lack of ebooks, what would keep people away?
Well, one of the things that seemed to be one of the biggest turnoffs was a required monthly data plan. And of course, you know, we're wondering to ourselves, what is the pain point and how many different subscriptions will consumers tolerate, and will they tolerate one more subscription plan? And almost half of them said that if they had to pay a monthly data plan, they wouldn't buy a tablet.
If this thing were $49, everyone would want one. If it's $1,049, almost no one will want one, I'm guessing. What's the magic price point?
You know, this has really stood out plain and clear that $700 was the price point, with 70% of the respondents saying that they would not pay more than $700 for an Apple tablet. So looks like our advice is, you know, if you want to sell a lot of Apple tablets, Apple should make the price on or below $700.
That's Andrew Eisner with Retrievo. Almost half of the survey respondents said they'd like to see a solar charging ability in the Apple tablet. Gene Munster, Piper Jaffray analyst, said recently the Apple tablet would likely ship in March. He expects a 7-inch screen to go for about $600 and a 10-inch version for about $1,000. Soon we'll be free of all the frothy speculation, of course, as Apple is expected to provide details next Wednesday. A couple of days ago, I asked my Twitter followers what they wanted to see in an Apple tablet. My favorite response was this: I would like a computing device that prevents people from talking about it before it appears. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.